Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. I want to talk about mudarat and correct treating of animals. And a lot can be said about this, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, when he mentions that these four-legged creatures have been put on this earth and human beings are able to benefit from them in a positive way, it also means that we have rights that we need to observe regarding the animals. And these such animals, the better you treat them, the more you will be able to benefit from them. And there are many ahadith that remind us that although you might be doing wrong to the animal and the animal won't be able to, you know, take you to court or something like that, but on judgment day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you undergo a very severe kind of accountability and also punishment. A good thing that we have in today's society are organizations that take care of or defend the rights of animals. You know, like, for example, we have the RSPCA and other kind of organizations that really, really are doing a fantastic job, because, you know, animals aren't able to express themselves, and, you know, when you are wronging the animal by malnutrition or by oppressing them or by hitting them or by abusing them and whatnot, and you might be far away in a farm and you might be doing a lot of these evil things to an animal and there's no one around to, you know, save the animal. So, alhamdulillah, we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's overseeing all of these things, and this person who is wronging the animal will have a severe punishment. And a wonderful thing is in today's society, in many of our countries, like, for example, like Australia, where it has the RSPCA, and they really need to be commended in the good things that they are doing towards animal rights. Mudarat basically means that we tend to their needs. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi says, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي الْبَهَائِمِ. Fear Allah. Be wary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to you dealing and treating animals. Be conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see you. This is an animal and it has feelings. Be careful what you do with this animal. And there's this beautiful hadith that I'd like to mention from the A'imma alayhim as-salam that say, let me read it for you. Hajj Ali ibn al-Husayn, Imam Ali as-Sajjad salamullahi alayhi, our fourth Imam. Hajj Ali ibn al-Husayn, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn performed Hajj pilgrimage ala naqatin lahu. He performed Hajj pilgrimage on a camel that he owned. 40 Hajj pilgrimages he performed with this same naqa, with this same camel. فَمَا قَرَعَهَا بِصَوْتٍ. And he never whipped this animal with his whip, not once. فَمَا قَرَعَهَا بِصَوْتٍ. Subhanallah. 40 Hajj pilgrimages, and he never used a whip on that animal.
Oh. Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Imam al-Kadhim salamullahi alayh, he says, مَا مِن دَابَّةٍ يُرِيدُ صَاحِبُهَا أَن يَرْكَبَهَا إِلَّا قَالَتْ اللَّهُمَّ جَعَلُهُ بِي رَحِيمًا. There is no animal, mountable animal, that whenever its owner rides on the animal and the animal does not say, oh Allah, allow this person to have mercy unto me. Allahumma ja'alhu bi rahima. O Allah, let this person have compassion and mercy towards me. Even in this other hadith that I'm going to be mentioning from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, when he was speaking about the usage of animals, there was more than one animal, and he said, وَلْيَعْدِلْ بَيْنَ صَوَاحِبَاتِهَا فِي ذَلِكَ وَبَيْنَهَا. Be fair when it comes to the using of the animals. Be fair to be between them. Subhanallah. عَدْل. Even when it comes to the usage of animals. Let's say you have five horses, five donkeys, five camel. You know, you don't use only camel number one. Although it might be stronger, although it might be better or whatnot, but you need to have adl. You need to make sure that you're using all of the animals when it comes to benefiting from them. That level of adala needs to be observed. Subhanallah, this is who Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi is. That level of adala needs to be observed even when it comes to the usage of the animals. And a person needs to be observant and have ra'fa, have compassion, have mercy when it comes to how much the animal is being used. Don't allow the animal to walk or ride or run more than what it is capable of. Imam Sadiq salamullahi alayhi, this hadith is mentioned from Hamad al-Laham. He says, a line, a caravan of camels, marra, قطار لأبي عبد الله عليه السلام. A line of camels passed by Imam Sadiq salam Allahi alayhi. فرأى زاملة قد مالت. Imam Sadiq salam Allahi alayhi, he saw one of the animals, one of the, if we could say, the supplies on the animal was leaning this way, قد مالت. فقال Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he said, Ya Ghulam, he called the person out, owner, Ya Ghulam, young boy, I'dil ala hadha al-jamal, fix the supplies or fix that which the camel is carrying. I'dil ala hadha al-jamal, fa inna Allah yuhibbul adl. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves عدل. والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.